So let's review. The Gemara began by teaching that even similar types of actions are counted as their own independent malacha if they were done in the Mishkan and are critical parts of a process. That is why Zer, Beira, and Merakid, which are all forms of sorting bad from good, each count as their own av malacha. This also explains why Kaisish, crushing the grains, does not count as a malacha, since it is not a critical part of the process, because only Eichel Pita, but like Sisha, poor people will eat bread without Kesisha. The Gemara then quotes a brisa with a cryptic line about Beir, Beir v'Eichel, Beir maniach. One may sort and eat, and also sort and leave over. The Gemara offers five suggestions as to what this means. Ula says the brisa is referring to Leboi Bayoim, that you may sort to use that same day. Chizd rejects this and says, V'chi, mutter lefus v'levash Leboi Bayoim? Is it then permissible to do any other malachas like cooking for the same day? Chizd instead suggests that the brisa means to say, Poches mikashir. You can sort a very minimal amount. Rabbi Yosef, however, rejects this and says, "Chimuter lefes poches mikashir? Is it then permissible to bake or do any other malacha less than a shir?" Rabbi Yosef instead suggests, "Biyad." The brisa means to say that you may sort with your hand. In other words, using utensils not meant for sorting would only be asa midrabanan, while using utensils meant for sorting would be asa midraisa. While the Gemara explicitly accepts this halacha later on, Rav Nuna rejects this as an interpretation of the Braisa, since midi kunoin v'tamchei k'tani, the Braisa never mentioned anything about the utensils used in sorting. Rav Nuna instead suggests that the Braisa is referring to oichel metech psailis, that you may sort by choosing the desired item from the undesired. While the Gemara is not certain whether Rav Bibi accepts this idea as a true halacha, Abai rejects it as the explanation of the Braisa, because midi oichel metech psailis k'tani, the Braisa never mentioned anything about choosing the desired item from the undesired. Abaye therefore suggests that the Braisa is referring to la'alter. If you sort for immediate use, it is permissible, but sorting l'boi b'yoyim for later that day would be asum ederaisa. The Gemara then tells us that Rava agreed with this explanation, declaring shapar amanachmeni, Abaye said good. The Gemara then moved on and made two statements about the malach of teichim. First, that chopping beets is a violation of teichin, even though chopping them does not change its consistency like it does to grain. Second, that chopping wood is teichin, and if cut to precise sizes, is also a violation of mechatech. The Gemara then makes two comments about the malach of oife. First, the malach is called oife, not bishel, which was really done in the Mishkan, because the Mishnah wished to emphasize sidur de pas, the process of making bread as opposed to bishel samamanim, cooking of the dyes. Second, hardening a peg in an oven is violation of bishel, since it actually softens the peg before it hardens it. The Gemara then goes on and gives several examples of how a person can produce a single item and violate 7, 8, 11, or even 13 different malachas. The final part of the daf involves five different discussions of malachas related to clothing. If someone is geizes minapis v'tava, shearing, untangling, and spinning on the back of an animal, there's a machlekes whether he is chayav karban chatas. On the one hand, this is the actual way it was done in the Midbar. But on the other hand, it's ein darke bekach. It's not the normal way of doing it, since most people aren't endowed with chachmi yisera, the added measure of wisdom necessary to do this. Removing feathers can involve three malachas. Toilish chayav mishum geizes, plucking feathers is shearing, koitim chayav mishum chatach, clipping ends of the feathers is a violation of cutting, and memaret chayav mishum memachik, removing the little hairs is a violation of smoothing. The Gemara suggests several possibilities of when they did kosher matter, tying and untying, in the Mishkan, including the possibility that it was done to correct shoddy craftsmanship, before concluding that it was done in tying and untying the nets used to catch the chalazon. And finally, toifish de tfiris. Sewing two stitches only violates a malacha if one ties the end down so that it does not become undone.